Welcome to the Balanced Mind, a podcast dedicated to understanding emotion and achieving emotional maturity. We're going to dive deep into the roots of our feelings and understand and ask the critical question: how can we manage emotion more effectively with greater wisdom? The goal is to help you to grow in emotional intelligence, leading to a better quality of life and more fulfilling relationships in every area of your life, from the workplace to your closest friendships. I'll provide you with a practical toolkit and insights to help you navigate life's challenges with greater emotional maturity and resilience. Hello, my name is Dion Bicycle, and as a supportive counselor, I am dedicated to helping you achieve a better quality of life. Welcome to the Balanced Mind. Let's begin. In our last episode, we talked about the 1 degree drift, but what happens if you realize you're off course? You buy all the maps, and you study the weather patterns, and you even take a course on advanced navigation on your own life, but you never actually attach the controls. Today we are exploring the most sophisticated vision of the Libra effect: the illusion of progress. This is where we use someday as a shield and learning as a substitute for doing. You aren't in the air anymore, you're a pilot who has spent 10 years in the hangar reading the manual, while the world assumes that you've already landed. We are calling this episode The Horizon of Someday, moving from insight to integration. Let's get right into the first segment. We've all stood on the runway at the Oliver Tambo and whispered a lie to ourselves. It's the lie of someday. We call it planning, but in reality, it's a 1 degree shift away from our destination. We tell ourselves. We will tell ourselves something like, you know what, I'll start tomorrow with my health journey. When my workloads are not too hectic, when it's slowed down, then I'll have energy to work on my health. Or we say something like, I'll have a hard conversation with my partner someday, but not today. And when we have kids, and the older the kids get, then it will be easier. But it's not. So we procrastinate. These excuses are the when and then marriage, and it is the most common permission slip we give ourselves to stay off course. Why is it so easy to make promises? You know, one day I will do that. So research by Dr. Hall Hirschfield gives us a startling answer. When we think about our future self, our brain actually processes that person as a complete stranger. When you say, I'll do it next month, you aren't being kind to yourself. You are dumping a difficult task on a stranger you haven't met yet. you are nudging the nose of your life in one degree away from what's happening today. Assuming that that future stranger will somehow have the strength to pull back into the direction you actually want to go. We also suffer from what psychologists call effective forecasting. We are notoriously bad at predicting our future moods. We tell ourselves we have more willpower tomorrow, but the science shows that tomorrow me is usually just as tired, just as busy, and stressed as to the today me. By waiting for the perfect runway, you aren't preparing for a flood. You are simply practicing the habit of waiting. Every time you at the when-then statement, you are granting yourself a liberal grace period. But as we know from the 1 in 60 rule from the previous episode, that tiny permission slip up adds up. If you wait for the perfect condition to start, you are choosing a heading that leads directly off course, someplace you don't want to be. You aren't waiting for a better time. You are settling for a life of perpetual delay. In other words, you get stuck or you fall into a cycle. The when-then trap ensures you stay in the hangar forever, because someday is a destination that doesn't actually exist on any map. It's time to stop negotiating with a stranger and start doing what you are planning to do. In other words, you need to start flying your plane. You need to start living your life by doing it. Friends, we have to stop lying to ourselves. When then isn't a strategy. It's a liberal drift. It's a 1 degree nudge away from the life you actually want. You aren't waiting for a better time. You are waiting for a version of yourself that doesn't feel fear or fatigue. But that version is not in a pipeline. The only version of you that can The only version of you that can fly this plane is currently sitting in the cockpit right now. And guess what? You most probably are tired. You are maybe too busy currently. And also, you may be feeling that you are imperfect for that you want to be. You are waiting to feel perfect in order to chase your dreams. Now let's talk a bit about the knowledge trap. This is insight versus integration. Let's look at the most sophisticated version of the 1 degree drift. It's what I call the knowledge trap. In a world of personal development, we often mistake passive learning with active growth. You listen to a podcast like this one, you read a book on emotional maturity, or you watch a video on leadership. In that moment, your brain releases a rush of dopamine, your feel-good hormone, and you feel inspired. You feel like you have improved because you've learned something. But here is the liberal effect. Insight without integration is just entertainment or information. So we have a 24-hour decay. There is a brutal reality in psychology called the Ebbinghaus forgetting curve. Research by Hermann Ebbinghaus proved that without immediate active application, humans forget nearly 70% of new information within just 24 hours. Think about it. If you listen to this episode and don't change one small thing by this time tomorrow, the 1 degree insight you gained has already drifted away. You haven't grown. You've just had a pleasant, temporary conversation with yourself. You are still sitting in that hangar. You still haven't moved. But now you're just holding more. You're just holding a more expensive map, you know, because you know where you want to go, you know what you want to do, but you're not doing it. Professor Jeffrey Piffer and Robert Stutton at Stanford identified a phenomenon they called the knowing-doing gap. They found that many people fell into the small talk trap. This is where we mistake talking or learning about a problem for actually solving it. I want to say that again. People, they talk about the small talk trap. This is where we mistake talking or learning about a problem for actually solving it. We become experts in the theory of a better life, still living the reality of our old one. This is the ultimate liberal permission slip. Telling yourself that because you understand your drift, you are somehow fixing it. But understanding you are 20 kilometers off course doesn't move the plane, people. Only touching the controls does. In other words, yes, you can have a good aim where you want to go in life, but if you're not doing anything to walk in that direction, or in this case, flying the directions, you're not doing it, you're not going to get there. Why is this stuff so addictive? Research by Robert and Elizabeth Bork at the UCLA shows that we often confuse performance, the immediate feeling of understanding something, with learning, the long-term change in behavior. When you hear a great insight, you get a dopamine hit that feels like progress. Yes, I've grown. Your brain tricks you into thinking the work is done. But the box find, excuse me, the box found that true learning requires desirable difficulties, the uncomfortable, messy effort of actually doing the work, applying what you have learned. If it doesn't feel a little difficult or awkward to apply what you've learned, you aren't integrating. You are just spectating. I want to repeat again. If the feeling of what you just learned does not create difficulty in your life or a feeling of awkwardness to apply what you've just learned, you aren't integrating, you are spectating. Every time you seek out more information to prepare yourself without taking action, you are nudging the nose of the plane 1 degree away from the runway. You tell yourself, "You know what? I just need one more book. Or you know what? I just need to understand my trauma a little bit better before I can set a boundary or make a decision." You are not growing. You are still standing still because you're not integrating, you are spectating. This is the liberal effect in its most polite form. In other words, you don't think about this in that way. It feels like progress because you learn something new, but it's actually a sophisticated way of staying in one place, in our context, in the hangar. You are practicing the habit of knowing. When what you need is the habit of doing, you are becoming a world-class navigator who has never actually left the ground. This makes me think of people who study and study and study, and they keep on studying one field. And yes, I understand that after a degree, you can go on and do your honors and your masters and your doctorate. I understand that. But somewhere along the line, you need to start practicing what you've learned. Same when people study for a medical degree, for being a doctor. They can study, it's fine, it's good. But after some years of studying, they have to go into the world and practice what they have learned. If they can't practice what they have learned, how are they gonna see how things happen in the practical world where they need to survive? So let's look at the cost of staying in the hangar. In other words, let's look at the cost of staying in one place. We understand the trap now. We see how the dopamine of learning keeps us tightened to the ground. But we need to talk about the hidden tax of staying in the hangar. Because staying stationary isn't free. It's actually the most expensive choice we can make. In psychology, there is a term called cognitive dissonance. It's the mental stress you experience when you hold two contradictory contradictory beliefs, or when your actions don't align with your values. When you spend years studying the map, the thing you want to be one day, but you never practice what you study. In other words, in our context, you never fly the plane. You create a massive internal rift. What is it worth to the pilot if the pilot has no flight hours? This friction isn't just annoying. Research shows it spikes your cortisol levels. In other words, your stress levels. When you stay in the hangar, when you stay in one place, it creates a chronic background stress. You aren't resting. You are vibrating with the tension of unlived potential. Every time you tell yourself, I am going to change this, and then you just buy another book instead of taking action, you are filing a report against yourself. People, this is so important to understand. You are becoming your own worst enemy. You are teaching your subconscious that your word doesn't matter. This is how the 1 degree drift becomes an identity. See, you start to identify as someone who knows a lot and achieves little. You become the person who is perpetually preparing. You're always preparing, always studying, always doing the same things. You're good, but you lose trust in your own compass. You don't even try to navigate. You just wait for someone else to tell you where to go. You are not taking the controls of your life. You're waiting for some other pilot to get into your plane and fly to the destination you want to be because you're scared. You're scared to do it yourself. We stay in a hangar because it feels safe. You know, there's no wind, there's no turbulence, and there's no risk of crashing. Of course. But here's the liberal error in that logic. The hangar was never meant to be a home. It's a graveyard for planes. A plane is safest on the ground, but that's not what planes are built for. By avoiding the discomfort of the 1 degree correction, you are trading the possibility of a crash for the certainty of decay. I want to repeat that again. By avoiding the discomfort of the 1 degree correction, you are trading the possibility of a crash for the certainty of decay. The cost of the hangar life isn't a sudden explosion. It's the slow, quiet realization that you spend your entire life getting ready for something but it never ever. Have you ever noticed that waiting for a late bus for 10 minutes feels longer and more stressful than a 30-minute drive where you are behind the wheel? This is a psychological reason for this. Uncertain waiting is exhausting. When you are waiting for the perfect time to start, your brain stays in a freeze response because you aren't moving. Your mind starts scanning for threats. It invents what ifs and imagine disasters on the runway. Remember, imagine. This is why the longer you stay in the hangar, the scarier the sky looks. Inaction doesn't bring peace of mind. It just gives your anxiety more time to grow. The only way to lower that stress is to stop waiting and start the engine and off you go. The thing is, you need to get up from your behind, give yourself a kick, and start walking towards what you want to be and what you want to have. Have you been in a conversation about a topic where a group of people aiming for the same purpose talk about all the possibilities, and then there comes a moment where they say, okay, now let's go do it. See, an idea can only come to its fullest form once you get up and start doing it. Stop planning it, but start doing it. I'm not saying you don't need to plan, but I'm saying there's a point in time when you need to stand up and go do it. How do you actually pull the plane out from the hangar and get it into the sky? The answer isn't more information. The answer is emotional maturity. Think of emotional maturity as the moment you stop acting like a passenger and start acting like the pilot. When we are kids, we wait for someone to tell us it's time to move, time to do something. When we stay in a hangar, when we stay parked, we are acting like that child, waiting for the perfect weather or for someone to give us permission to do it. I must admit, I am one of those people. I like permission, but it gets me back. Emotional maturity is simple, quiet. The realization is that no one is coming to save you. You see, no book is going to do the work for you. You are the only person that can touch the controls. Here is the meat of what I'm telling you guys about. Most of us are waiting to feel that we are ready. We think we need to feel inspired or confident before we make a change. But maturity is doing the work when you don't feel like it. The child brain avoids discomfort. It wants the dopamine of the podcast, not the sweat of the workout or the awkwardness of the apology. The adult brain, the pilot, knows that the 1 degree notch is going to feel uncomfortable. It's supposed to. Maturity is the strength to be uncomfortable for the sake of being on course. We talk about accountability like it's a dirty word, but it's actually your greatest tool. Accountability is just closing the gap between what you said and what you did. If you say you want a better marriage, but you don't have a hard conversation, that is a gap. If you say you want a better career, but you're just researching for the 3rd year in a row, that's a gap. Maturity is the engine that closes the gap. It stops the when-then excuses and replaces them with "even though I will" or "even though I want to." You don't need to be a hero. You don't need to fly across the ocean today. You just need to be mature enough to admit you're off course and brave enough to nudge the nose 1 degree back towards the truth. Because a 1 degree turn while you're moving is worth more than 180 degree turn while you're parked in a hangar. And so we spend this episode talking about the maps, the dopamine, and the heavy cost of staying in a parked hangar. But as we close, remember this. The 1 degree drift only stops the moment you touch the controls. We talked today about how to handle the drift that comes with it on a general level. But I know that for many of you, the hangar feels too small and the triggers feels too big. If you are struggling with specific triggers, or find that these feelings are constantly harming your relationships and where you want to go in life, a more personalized approach can be transformative. As a supportive counselor, I am dedicated to enhancing your total well-being through a system approach. My goal isn't to help you manage symptoms. It's to help you achieve wholeness in your body, mind, and spirit. We'll work together to navigate your well-being, focusing on caregiving and personal growth, so you can stop spectating and start living a better quality of life. I am committed to helping you facilitate self-care and support your bio-spiritual wellness. We will develop a plan together, and I will be there to train, guide, and monitor you. So those 1 degree nudges become lasting changes. My mission is to help you protect yourself from negative factors and educate you on how your lifestyle choices can impact your health in a wellness manner. By giving you practical coping skills, we can move you out of the hangar and into a positive state of well-being. Don't wait for the when and then marriage. Why not reach out to me today? You can reach out to me through Facebook, connect with me at the Dion Bicycle page, send me an email at Dion Bicycle, it's dionlabo@gmail.com. The subject line is the balanced mind, so that I exactly know where you're coming from. Or you can call me on 062-940-1327. Let's stop studying the manual and start the engine. Because the horizon isn't getting any closer while you're parked in a hangar. So as we wrap up today's episode of The Horizon of Someday, I want to leave you with one final thought. The distance between the life you have and the life you want isn't measured in kilometers. It's measured in integrity. It's the gap between what you now know and what you actually do before the sun sets. We've seen how easy it is to fall in love with the map while the plane gathers dust in the hangar. But the 1 degree drift only wins if you let someday become a habit. Emotional maturity is the moment you stop being a student of your problems and start being the architect of your solutions. If you're tired of the internal friction and ready to move from insight to true integration, my door is always open to you. Whether you need a system approach to your mental health or bio-spiritual plan, your well-being is my priority. Let's close the gap together. The runway is clear, and the controls are in your hands. Stop waiting for the when then marriage. Notch the nose of your life 1 degree towards the truth of today and stay on course and go where you want to be. My name is Dion Bicycle and I'm looking forward to spend more time with you next week. Cheers.